Turning now to Washington, President Obama will host French President François Hollande at the White House tomorrow. So let's get some more insight on how the domestic ramifications of ISIS and what's been going on in Europe are playing out here. Here's Texas Senator and GOP presidential hopeful Ted Cruz on CNN's State of the Union.
What Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are proposing is that we bring to this country tens of thousands of Syrian Muslim refugees. I have to say, particularly in light of what happened in Paris, that's nothing short of lunacy.
Joining us now with more is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi there, Ron.
Hello, Meghna.
So let's start with tomorrow's scheduled meeting at the White House. I mean, President Obama has basically indicated he is not likely to make dramatic changes to his administration's Syria and Iraq policy. So what is the best that François Hollande can hope for?
The best that Hollande can hope for is a better face on the situation that he is in right now. It is not entirely different from President Obama's situation, but in Hollande's case, he is facing re-election. That's not something Obama has to worry about anymore. And Hollande desperately needs to show that he is rallying the world around what happened in Paris to defend the French. And he is met with David Cameron in the UK. He's coming here tomorrow. And then, of course, he goes on to Moscow to deal with Vladimir Putin, and that may be where his ultimate problem is, because getting Russia involved in this really changes the game.
Interesting. So, I mean, Hollande has said that he wants to build a single coalition, and as you mentioned, the UK has indicated it will probably join that coalition. What is actually stopping Obama from being part of that larger vision?
Well, first, let's remember that there is a pre-existing 65-nation anti-ISIS or anti-ISIL coalition that Obama and Cameron put together earlier. But what this new coalition would do that would be different would be that it would rely upon the Russians as an absolutely crucial part of this. And that's kind of a game changer. That is even a non-starter from the standpoint of the Obama administration, because the Russians, when they go to Syria, are bombing some of the forces of democracy, or whatever you want to call them, the other group that wants Assad out but is not ISIS. And that is not the problem from the standpoint of the United States. The problem is ISIS. Mm-hmm. And so if Russia gets involved, we're suddenly in another ballgame, and that's not even to talk about the Ukraine problem.
Right. So, Ron, let's talk about how actual Americans feel about this, because there's a fascinating poll out from Pew that shows trust in government is at historic lows. 19% of respondents, just 19%, say they trust government. But on the other hand, they still see a major role for government in a bunch of areas, including keeping the country safe from terror. So tell us more about that.
You know, it's remarkable how many things people think the government ought to be involved in, have a major role in, not only fighting terrorism, but fighting natural disasters and keeping food and drugs safe and protecting the environment and strengthening the economy, even improving education. Rather remarkable majorities for all of those things. But what people don't like is politicians and politics. Mm-hmm. They are extremely critical of those elements of our government. And they feel that we can somehow have good government if we have less politics. And that's obviously a somewhat difficult thing to achieve. This 19% number, by the way, contrasts with a 77% trust level in government way back half a century ago in the early 1960s, before the Vietnam War and Watergate and a lot of other things happened.
You know, and I also note that it was interesting that on this terrorism question, government doing more, that there was basically no daylight between self-identified Republicans and Democrats. 93% of Democrats, 95% of Republicans. So there's at least agreement there amongst the American people. I am wondering, though, as you mentioned very astutely, Ron, they like policy, good policy, but they don't necessarily like politics. But we're in a political season, though. So how is this, like, do you expect this to continue to play out in the 2016 campaign race, terrorism and foreign policy being sort of front and center?
It's hard to overstate the degree to which Paris has upended the political situation in the United States, certainly in Europe as well. But even here across the Atlantic, because of the Syrian refugee issue, and by the way, we heard Ted Cruz talking about tens of thousands of refugees, 10,000 is the figure that has been spoken of, and that was supposed to happen next year. This has become a real flashpoint in the Republican race, and it's probably going to be an issue with us throughout the next political year.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, it is always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.